you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Manuel Betancourt and Claudia Puig. The Little Mermaid live-action Disney adaptation of the beloved animated classic, Rob Marshall, the director, and Halle Bailey, the star. Claudia?
I thought Halle Bailey did a perfectly good job. She has a lovely voice as the new Ariel. Way too long at 2 hours and 15 minutes. The original was 83 minutes and perfect. It's how to improve on perfection. This, I feel visually it has some beautiful moments, and of course the songs that we know and love, but it's pretty middling.
Manuel?
Yeah, I have yet to get Part of Your World out of my head, but other than that, I found myself kind of disappointed. The CGI is a little bit garish at times. It does some at points it's visually stunning, but the character design with the photorealism, it sort of takes out the expressivity of the great voice performances that people like David Diggs and Awkwafina are doing in this film.
The Little Mermaid's rated PG. It's in wide release. The Nicole Holof Center directed and written comedy You Hurt My Feelings stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Manuel?
I will follow Julia Louis-Dreyfus anywhere. And in this case, she's playing a writer who has to come to terms with the fact that her husband doesn't like her work. She's fantastic. And Holof Center continues to create these small, very tender and very insightful movies about our human foibles and what it means to love and care for one another despite our sort of mistakes that we may make along the way.
Claudia.
I, too, will follow her anywhere. I cannot recommend this enough. It's my favorite film of the year so far. I love how she artfully explores, you know, the fragility of egos and resentments and communication and miscommunication. And it's so smart and also so very funny. She's playful. She's honest. It's just... what was the quote that they used on the book? Perilously close to perfect?
Yes.
It's perilously close to perfect.
You Hurt My Feelings is rated R. It's at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. And the Max and HBO documentary Being Mary Tyler Moore is directed by James Adolphus. Claudia?
Love this. It's a loving portrait. It does show the sort of ups and downs of her life. It doesn't shy away from the darker parts of her life. And it's contextual. You have a lot of comments from people who worked with her. None of it is just talking heads, but I thought it was illuminating.
Manuel.
Yeah, the use of archival footage and not just of her sitcoms, but also of interviews that she's given over the decades are the thing that really make this sing. And if you are a fan of Mary Tyler Moore, you're going to find a lot to love in this documentary.
It sounds like they get into the cultural significance of her performances as well.
They do, yeah. Yes.
All right. Being Mary Tyler Moore, the documentary is unrated and it's streaming on Max, formerly HBO Max. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to hear the full hour of Film Week wherever you get your podcasts.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.